Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Greetings, listener dear, and welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting.
So as you can hear from the intro, no Tom on the intro. Don't worry, he's in
Thank the Lord for that.
He's in the body of the episode. He's in the episode.
Thank the Lord for that.
Yeah, of course, of course.
I think that is the perfect combo, actually.
Would you think so?
Well, let us get through the business, you know, unimpeded.
Do you want to give the address people can send their beefs to, or tell us the Patreon?
Come on, look, unimpeded. I'm not gonna get in the way of you saying those things. That's what I'm saying.
You're not gonna stop the uninterrupted sentence that I'm gonna speak, you know, without full stops, just continually until we get to. So enjoy the app.
Exactly that. I'll just occasionally make a noise or laugh. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Like I do.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I don't necessarily have to say that Tom's not here, because I got a message on Twitter where somebody said, "You're doing those radio ads, aren't you, for COP26? You're doing the line about Sheffield on podcasts." You know, Acast do like drop little adverts in, and someone sent a message saying, "Oh, it's you doing that line about Sheffield," and I had no idea what they were talking about. And I was just listening to a podcast just before this. I was listening to Hollywood Crime Scene, and that advert popped up.
You weren't listening to Pappy's?
No, I've already listened to Pappy's, and the advert didn't pop up on it.
Okay.
Of course,
all is forgiven.
So yeah, of course, I start the day every day by listening to our entire output.
That's why
we've had to record this so late at night. It's because I've been up since 1 a.m.
and a week later.
Listening to everything we've ever done. But they sent me this message to say, it's you doing that line about Sheffield. The advert popped up on my podcast feed, and it's Parry doing the line.
What?
Yeah, it's Tom doing the line about Sheffield. So
who mixes up?
Well,
Tom,
here's the thing.
Crosby.
I sent this guy a message back saying, actually, it's not me, it's Tom. And he went, thought I recognised it. I've got a good ear for these things. And I want to send him back a message going, no, you don't.
No, you fucking don't. You sound a bit like Tom.
You've got a bad ear for these things. Because if somebody said, who's doing those Channel 4 idents? Is it Paul Hollywood? And they go, no, actually, it's Prue Leith. It just works with Paul Hollywood. And you can't then go, yes, I've got a very good ear for these things.
I suppose
we are two different people.
He's close.
I mean, but not voice what, like, it's you know what I mean? Like, he's
the proximity, yeah.
Because also, no, he was going, oh, I hate it when people use people with regional accents for adverts. That was kind of the bigger complaint. It's like, well, I mean, technically, everyone has a regional accent because everyone comes from a region.
True
but
that.
I think, you know, I wouldn't be able to put strong regional accent on my voiceover CV, would I?
Absolutely not naturally, no.
No, no, no.
Of
obviously
course,
I can
do one.
I can do a Wolverhampton accent, and do you know what, everybody? Don't forget that COP26 is just around the corner, and you should go to Sheffield for some reason or other.
Wait a second. Yeah. You told me Tom wasn't doing this intro.
Okay. You're not going to believe it. That was me.
Come on now.
Just kidding. It was actually Tom Parry. Here he is now.
It's all dangerously South African in places, that, isn't it?
It is a little bit. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Those fucking prawns.
Those fucking prawns.
District 9 has moved to Dudley.
So anyway,
oh, look at them fucking prawns.
That's good. You can do it. Really, well, I mean, of course you can.
Mate, I'm from there.
I tell you what, Clarky, you've got a skill, man. The skill is talking in your own voice. You've got it. So, it's a fun house meeting. We recorded this a couple of weeks ago. So when we say a fun house meeting, what we mean is no idea what we talked about.
Yeah. But, I mean, who bloody knows?
Who knows? I mean, you know what? When you get to the end of it, you probably still won't know. That's just the way it goes with these things. But as always, if you enjoy the work we're putting out, and let's just say this now, we love putting it out, but we do all of these episodes for free. You get them absolutely for free. Sure, you've got to wade through Tom Parry doing an advert for COP26. But that's neither here nor there. The actual content of the advert we give to you for free. So if you'd like to give a little back, if you enjoy our podcast, then join the Patreon, because for the little you give, you get a hell of a lot in return.
Oh my God, you get so much.
So much stuff. You know,
too much.
Yeah, some people have said it. The reason I've not joined the Patreon, people have said, is like, I don't want all that. I don't want that much stuff. If you're offering like 2 or 3 extra episodes, that'd be fine. But 200, no thank you. You can wade through those. They're all good fun, and we're keeping putting those out. So as soon as you join, if you join £4 and above, as soon as you join, you get those bonus episodes straight away, and you get new episodes every week.
I've got to say as well, particular highlight of mine is always the Love Sex Shag Down, which I think if you've never heard, just subscribe for a month just to hear some of the absolute rot that goes on, the absolute filth that some of our listeners get up to.
Well, this is it. It's become quite a sort of, it's a saucy podcast, or that was the idea, is a sort of to get out the sort of saucier aspects of our incredibly sexually untamed personalities. You know, there's got to be like the bit on a trombone, there's got to be a little tap to let the gunk out, and that is that's Love Sex Shag Down. It's a little spit valve.
It's a little pure dribble
spit valve for grot and grumble. But the correspondence we get to that, it's like, you know, it's like the penthouse letters. It really is.
It's
people
pure
telling us
gold
what they get up to. It's pure. It's golden jizz.
Golden jizz fills your eyes.
I knew you were gonna
awake when you rise.
Right, and you've got to carry that weight, Clarky, a long time.
I really am. And honestly, I must say again, what an absolute pleasure to be unimpeded by Tom in this interview. It's been so pithy. We've really glided straight through.
Okay, folks, let's just get on with the episode. We'll see you on the other side when we've got some fun emails. Not that saucy, but emails nevertheless. So enjoy this house meeting with star of voiceover himself, Mr. Tom Parry.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So, I went to a party the other day.
Oh yeah.
It was pretty good. It's pretty good fun. Obviously we're in a situation now where because we have a baby, not so much a baby anymore, because we have a kid, we can't always rely on parents for babysitting. And so sometimes we have to sort of, you know, one of us can go to a thing and the other one doesn't. And it was my turn to go to the thing. But Charlie said to me, can you come back with like sort of the goss of the night, right?
Yes.
You know, right. And now this is a thing that like happens. I mean, it normally happens after the event, doesn't it? Where you get back from a thing and the next day, you know, someone says to you, oh, what happened at that thing? What did you talk about? And then you go, I don't know. I've got no clue. I don't know what we talked about. Or they ask you a question that a polite person would have asked the people that they'd spoken to at the party. You know, like they go, oh, so how's blah, blah, blah's new job? And you go, well, I didn't ask them about that. We didn't talk about that. What did you talk about? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've got no. Like, you know, are they still with their partner? I don't know. We didn't. That never came up. How did you were there? You were out for 4 hours. Yeah, I don't know. Just I don't know. So, what I did, and I think I might start doing this after every party.
Okay.
Was in the Uber home. I ran the party back. I played it back to myself and wrote down everything everyone I'd spoken to in order and what we talked about.
And what? Is that what this podcast is going to... Are you going to go through it now?
I'm not going to go through it now. It's private business. I'm just saying, it's my new system. And I've got a new
party
system
log.
For... A party log, exactly.
You're and effectively... It's kind of like what an old-fashioned diarist would have done. Like,
exactly,
you know,
like a society diarist.
It's like Palin, it's like Peeps, it's like people who you go out, you... And then on the way home, you jot it down and you write it up.
Well, I'm not writing it up, but...
Peepees? No.
What do you say? Do you need the loo, Clarky? Because if you want, you can stop the recording at any minute. Clarky, we told you, if you do need to go and go for a pee-pee, just put your hand up and say pee-pee, and that's fine.
Samuel Peepees flat share slam down. Is that
yeah,
what you're
going
for?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to kind of go for, yeah.
Well, it's house meeting anyway. So,
yeah, Clarky.
So try and stay focused.
Come on, Clarky.
Sorry, I was just mid PP.
But yeah, so that's my new party system. What do you make of that?
It's pretty good actually, because I quite often get asked from Megan about, like, you know, what's the gossip? What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm so bad. It's so embarrassing when she spends time with my friends and gets like, oh, well, what about the, you know, their new job? What about this and that? And I'm like, oh, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you could say that, like... Are you laughing at the fact that that's exactly what I just said?
I was going to say, yeah. That's a good... Yeah. Maybe it's because you're not a good listener, Clarky, because literally that's exactly what
I was thinking, do I mention that I've literally just said that thing? No, but no, it's...
It felt slightly different in my head, but it didn't come out of my mouth.
No, it, to the point where you used the exact same example that I used, which was...
I have a similar thing, because sometimes I'll get back from a party and Jane will say, "How so-and-so, how's their new job?" And I'll be like, I haven't even asked them about that.
It's not like that. I haven't asked them. It's like I've no knowledge that they've have a new job or anything. It's still the same, isn't it?
No. Yeah, I don't think. Spin it anywhere you like, Clarky. But what effectively happened there was you heard my. I mean, but you know what? That's fine because I do the same thing. I hear people's points and I repeat them back to them in slightly different words. What you did was you circumnavigated the slightly different words bit.
I'll be listening to this. It's more direct.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's a new thing I'm doing. After I have a conversation with someone, I write down all of it on the way home.
I wonder why you're writing immediately after, as soon as I started talking.
Well, this is what I was going to say, Crosby, is do you not think now, as a society, we're doing that like... it's almost like we do that live anyway. Like, everyone's so like responsive to, like, if something happens, or with like photos and tweets and Instagram and everything. It's like, it doesn't...
I'm glad you brought in tweets and Instagram there, because with photos, since the advent of the photo, you know, bloody hell, everything's being recorded these days. Tom, wait till you see what I call videos. They're moving photos. It's going to blow your mind.
Listen, when I was walking home, I did a brass rubbing of everything people had said to me. Just so I know who's got a new job. But, like, you know, it's just like, you know, like obviously that thing of, like, things being logged, it happens anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If someone doesn't come to a party, you can say, just look on everyone's Instagram, mate.
No, but that's...
You'll
get the
gist.
That's a cooked book, though, isn't it? That's not what you want. You don't want the Instagram version of the party. You want the bit where you can literally say, I was, you know... Because it also makes it feel better for the person that you go, it's peaks and troughs a party. quite a lot of the time I was talking to Clarkie about his new job. You know? I was stuck in the corner.
He had a new job. Was...
Well, here's the thing. I told him I had a new job, and then he told me he had a new job. And when I said, "What's your new job?" he looked utterly confused. He just said, "What's your new job?" back to me.
Is Clarkie a mirror?
I'll be your Clarkie.
I fall down on that whenever I go to a wedding and I see my mom and she goes, "What was the dress like? And have you got a picture of the dress?" And I have no recollection of that. And she always tells me off for that.
That's where Instagram is your friend, though. That's, you know, something like that. That's easy to find that information because there's always people taking photographs. You know, unless there's a social media embargo at the party, people are always taking photographs and uploading them straight away. That's an easy one to deal with. It's when it's the content of people's souls. That's the tricky one that you're supposed to be drawing. You know, the party
you're
at the time when you
down
could,
people's souls.
I'm trying to get, well,
the soul logger.
I'm clearly not. That's the problem. I'm clearly not. You know, I'm just talking about. You know,
so this stuff that you wrote down. Here's the thing I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Did anyone have a new job?
Goat impressions. Let's hear your bleating.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How objective were you being? Were you logging down, this person told me that, this person told me that? Were you writing down, so-and-so seemed off?
Oh.
Ooh. Thingy's a bit tired. I'm not sure Thingy and Thingy, they might have lost the spark. Blah Blah's definitely into Blah Blah. Like, is it more like a Carrie from Sex in the City?
No, I didn't do any of that. What I consider to be the facts... And then I would fill in the colour when I was telling it back to Charlie. That's what I was hoping. So I've got the list here actually. I can talk you through.
You can change the names.
Well, yeah. Okay. This is what I'm talking about when I'm not talking about people's feelings. Blank and blank, Sean Keaveney's salary. Right, so that's two. It was me and two other people. We spent 25 minutes discussing what we thought Sean Keaveney's salary was.
Was blank Sean Keaveney there?
Keaveney was one of them. Yeah,
it's just been announced, hasn't it? As well, Keaveney's salary.
Well, this is it. But we weren't. You know, we weren't going to check our phones immediately. We were going to play a little bit of, you know, a little bit of higher or lower. But yeah. Okay. So what? So the person whose party it was, his new house, and watching videos of scammers on YouTube.
You did that, or you talked about that?
That was he was talking. He said, "What do you like to watch on YouTube?" Actually, when you put it like this, it sounds like a bad party.
Oh yeah, that's saying great.
It does sound like, which I think is, but that's but a good thing.
Think,
that's a good thing as well because it means
any party
it means,
like this.
It means yeah, that yeah, the person you're relaying it back to goes, "Oh, actually, I don't." Miss it as much as I I did.
The thing is, like, recounting, like, you know, whenever I go, like, say if I go on a stag.
Yeah.
And I come back, and, like, my partner's always just, like, desperate for the details, like, absolutely thrives on to talk me through it. And I just go, it was great. And then, but because, like, it isn't fun. Recounting what's fun on a stag and the things that, it's never going to sound fun. It is going to sound lame. It's going to sound, or like, but like, it's, you know, I don't think, there aren't many parties that on paper are going to sound good.
No. I mean, this is, you're right. When I look back over this now, another person, Uber ratings and Kylie Minogue.
Don't mind that, actually. That is starting to sound a bit more...
That was later. That's the fourth from bottom thing.
Once you've loosened up
a little bit.
Who do you reckon here's got the highest Uber rating?
Was it Kylie Minogue's Uber rating?
You know what?
I bet it's...
Is that
impeccable.
What you were discussing?
No, they were two separate topics. We never merged the two. I only wish we had. Kylie Minogue's not getting Ubers. There's no way. She's got an Addison Lee account, definitely. But
go on, Clarky. Let's answer Clarky's question. Who's got the best Uber rating here?
Who's got the best Uber rating? Oh, I'm going to say...
I reckon Crosby always tips.
No, I do always tip, but I haven't got a great Uber rating. I reckon Clarky takes more Ubers. I reckon you take more Ubers than me.
But then law of averages, that probably means your rating's coming down, isn't it?
Yeah, but... You've probably taken more Ubers more recently.
What do we reckon about Paz?
Parry.
I reckon he's got a good Uber rating. I bet he's chatty.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you, I'm happy to pass the blame here. I have a very erratic wife when drunk, and I feel like she's dented my averages. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely, it's always a great,
because Parry, you are very consistent when you're drunk.
but not being funny, but like, I don't spew in Ubers or have to get out. Like, I just don't. I haven't been drunk sick, like in someone's car for like 20 years or something. And it's like, I don't black out, so I know how I got home, and I'm normally very chatty to the Uber guys. So, like, honestly, like, I actually felt like I was doing really well, and then along came Wixie, and I feel like it got a little bit more sporadic, a bit more erratic, sorry, but like in a fun way. That's where I'm going to say my Uber rating is.
Did I tell you
I'm
about
passing the book?
The last time I took a taxi. And I spewed.
No.
Here we go.
This is good information if we're going to try and work out who's got the highest Uber rating.
It was it was really bad.
What happened?
I was so drunk. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
To Pierre Neville's show.
Fantastic.
Terrific.
Yeah.
It was his last night.
Right, of course.
So it's like, let's have some drinks.
Yeah, it's dangerous, the Soho Theatre, because you can stay very late. It doesn't kick out at 11.
Also, there's that underground bar around the corner. And he was like, I've got a table there. Let's go there.
How is Pierre Ben? What's he working on at the moment? Has he got a new job coming up or anything?
Tragically, Tom, I never asked. That's the point I was trying to make. It's a really good one.
Yeah, go on.
But I got into the cab on my own, and I was like, oh no, I feel like I'm going to be sick. And then my little kind of inner monologue was like, you won't be sick, because I'm very rarely sick. Didn't normally happen to me. So I was like, you sometimes feel like this, you're not going to be sick. And then by the time I knew I was going to, it was too late. Like, I couldn't say, like, can you stop? It was just going to happen.
Oh, no.
And I felt very bad about doing that. So I didn't want to be sick on the cab. So what I did was, I slid down in my seat So I was definitely going to, and like put my chin to my chest. So I was definitely just like going to spew onto myself.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you did that. I mean, that's...
Okay. So you didn't go for the window?
No.
No, because then it's down the side of his cab, isn't it?
Yeah, and also like that much movement, I'm spewing en route.
Yeah, it's dangerous. I think that's
So it was either like I spew forward away from myself,
and you didn't have a bag with you or something like that you could have.
No.
Right.
No, but usually when I got out and he'd had a little go at me, and I'd cleaned the remnants up, and he charged me. He then gave me a plastic bag. It's like, well, that's... Thanks, there's nothing I can do about that. Like,
well, did you not pop your clothes in and walk home topless?
That, oh, no, he completed the journey.
Oh, good for him. But did it not, like... Honk. Was it not... Did not, yeah, did not really smell bad.
Yeah, I've no idea. It did seem strange.
And did he charge you like an extra? Did he say like, oh, that's 50 quid for throwing up?
Yeah, it cost me. It cost me. It wasn't as much as 50 quid, but it did cost me. I got very little of it on the cab.
Were you saying this to him as you were there, covered in your own vomit?
Kind of. Because he was kind of having a go at me, and I was like,
he wasn't having a go at me,
but he was like, look. And I was like, I know, I'm sorry. He's like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't know what I can do. You can charge me. And he was like, but look, because there was some on the floor. And it wasn't a carpeted floor, it was like a cab floor. And I was like, well, have you got anything to clean it with? So he gave me some tissues. So I cleaned the cab. And then he charged me and then gave me a plastic bag.
And then a lift home.
It was a sorry night.
That is really, yeah, that's bad news, Clarkie. And this was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, wasn't that
your rating's toast, mate?
But you know, this is it. The problem is as well, Clarkie, you're out of the game now. Lockdown's easing. You know, you're not match fit.
I'm really not.
You know,
and I thought I would be because I've not
drank solidly through lockdown.
I kind of had it in my head as like, yeah, man, I can take it all.
Yeah, but how often when you were drinking at home did you then go and ride around in a car? You know, you've got to think about it. You're not match fit. That journey home when you're a bit squiff, when you go, oh, right, I've got to shut my eyes now because the motion's going to make me, you know, you just, all of the little tricks, they're gone. Yeah. You could have shut your eyes and stopped it. Instead, you put your chin to your chest and vomited down your jumper. And you thought at the time, I'm doing something brilliant here. That's what you also thought, you know. If I curve the jumper up at the bottom, make a little sort of ski jump of it, then I'm actually doing this guy a huge favour.
Room atop as well.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
What would you have done, do you think? Just gone for it on the cab?
I mean, it's been a while. I would say, I think I'd have to say, there was not enough time to say, please pull over. Is that what you're saying?
No,
there was no, yeah. you couldn't, that was, no. that
the
was
words
impossible.
Would have followed been, with spew, kind of thing.
Isn't it window that? Down? And it's head out the window, isn't
it's
it?
Got it? Yeah, I think I could head out the window.
Head out the window.
I was once.
I mean,
with,
it makes sense.
I was once with somebody in a taxi where they opened like they waited until we stopped at traffic lights, opened the door, pavement side, puked, shut the door, off we drove.
None
didn't get
wiser.
A spot on the cab. Amazing.
That's great.
It was really really it was so impressive. I got off with them. No, it was really.
Did you
it was
write
really,
that in your notes?
Really skillful, yeah. I've got to jot this down. Charlie's going to be amazed by this piece of information. Shall we do it? We should dive into the app. So, Clarkie, you're going to have a bad rating, aren't you? It's going to be bad, right?
Oh well, I'll tell you this. I don't think it was an Uber.
Oh, right. Oh.
I think it was a normal taxi.
He spotted a loophole.
I think if it was an Uber...
And then spewed into it.
I think it was an Uber, your brain would have stopped you.
Would have gone
your
down.
Brain would have gone, you can't spew in this. you can't spew in this, you can't spew on your
think
own rating.
Think about the rating.
Think about the rating.
My rating. I think I've deleted Uber.
Whoa.
Oh my God, what a twist.
I deleted you because you're a 2-star rating, mate.
It wasn't me. Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
I mean, what's the thinking behind deleting Uber?
I just don't use it.
Fair enough.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty fair.
It's not a bad reason.
It has been a while.
Have you got yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall I do mine?
Yeah.
I'll do mine, and you can re-download the app. Okay, here we go. Not great, really, when you think about it in the grand scheme of things. 4.78.
Oh, that's pretty high. Okay.
Is it? Is it?
I would have thought, yeah. When you said not great, I thought you were going to go, you know, 4.2 or something.
No, never 4.2. Come on, I'm not a monster. But the most drivers you get are 4.87 and above, aren't they? You know, they're high up most of the time. So you sort of want to.
I've never known a low Uber rating driver. I don't think.
If you drop below a certain number, and it's quite a high number, you're not allowed to drive anymore.
What?
Yeah. And so you've got to keep your rating high, and also your rating, I think, is only based on, it's not all time. It's only based on the last 3 months. So.
Oh, interesting.
So you can't sort of go. You can't start brilliantly and get yourself like a solid 5 and then chip away at it. You've got to consistently be delivering that five star service, because then it's sort of resetting every 5 months. Right, Parry, what about you?
4.7.
You see, that's good. For someone who's not really using it, that's good. Now, Clarkie, what are you going to be?
4.82.
What? The puker. I know
the
you
puker.
Didn't.
I'm a charming puker.
On your birthday,
I'm a gentleman. I did it on myself.
You know that on your birthday when that guy gave us 3 stars. Well, gave me 3 stars. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, actually, no, because you got out by that stage. Of course, you got out of your house. It was after your birthday. We'd just done Flatshare Slam Down with Laura and Tom Allen. It was that one at the Udderbelly for your birthday.
We'd eaten the
Colin the Caterpillar cake and had a few drinks.
Lovely.
And then I for your birthday got you an Uber home. That was my present to you that year. I haven't got your birthday present. Do you want an Uber home? My treat. And as I was getting out, I saw the guy giving me a 3-star rating. And I said to him, what? 3 stars? I mean, this is, you know, why is that a 3? What did I do that was a 3 stars? And he went, we just chatted to your mate the entire time. He didn't make it fun for me. It's very much not the service, is it?
What?
If you were paying me as well as me paying you, if we were exchanging money, you know, rather than just me giving money to you, then sure, I can happily.
I'd have hit you with my gold.
Well,
that's Sean Keevely earn.
Although that said, when I was doing my gold up at the Edinburgh Festival, I was consistently getting 3-star reviews. So maybe he was right. Maybe he was right. Those elusive 4 and 5s, hard to come by. But yeah, you've got it, man. That's a good
rating. So am I bottom of the Uber League?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but for me, I think I'm bottom of the Uber League because you're out of the game. You've deleted Uber. You've rejected them, right? It doesn't matter what your rating is. It wasn't even on your phone. You had to re-upload it to get it. I'm still in the game. I've been having Uber. I was in an Uber this weekend and I'm still languishing.
Well, you were on your phone the whole time.
You spent all your time writing stuff down, man. Gotta make it fun for them.
I was reading out some of the things I was talking about, you know.
Yeah, that's not gonna help your rating, mate.
Come on, everyone wants to talk about the unbalance of the grammar school system.
I've got a suggestion for you, Crosby, that might be more interesting than your current method.
Oh yeah, I'm always up to new things.
What about you wear a wire?
Oh, yes.
Because that would be off the scale fun for you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like Charlie gets it kind of the unfiltered kind of experience.
Oh man, I don't know about that morally.
It's only like, between him and his wife.
Yeah, but
no, and the Uber driver on the way.
Yeah,
home.
But if I'm at a party with Crosby and he was wearing a white,
if Clarkie's telling me in good faith about his new job, this is not a fact he wants to advertise to everybody in the world that he's got this brand new job. He's all excited about it.
He's an Uber driver.
Yeah, wearing a wire, it's not a bad idea. And
it's a great idea, but I mean, I think I'd be annoyed if I found out.
Clarkie, every conversation I have with you has been recorded and put out to the public. So I don't know why you're...
You fucking what, mate?
Clarkie, take a look in front of you. See that wire that's going into that can that you're talking into?
That's the one. You're wearing a wire. yeah, I like it.
That's the, you know, obviously that's the whole thing about wearing a wire is people don't find out. You don't, that's the point, you know. You get that real genuine buzz. You get to ask leading questions. You get to... And actually then... What happens then is the person staying at home gets to set like little assignments, like you need to get somebody to da 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 da, and then you'll win points or whatever it is.
You know, kill them with a candlestick.
Yeah. Wait. So what you really want my life to be is like an episode of Impractical Jokers. Is that what you're saying? That Charlie's sat at home with you know, talking to a microphone, and I've got an earpiece, and it's like suddenly I'm walking around the party, you know, clucking like a chicken.
Whoa, Crosby's fun all of a sudden.
Basically, we're trying to get you to improve your game at parties, Crosby. That's where this conversation's going.
Oh, I think this makes a lot of sense actually. Because when I pick back through the, you know, and I'm not going to lie, a lot of these topics were instigated by me.
YouTube videos about scammers. I mean, come on, mate, get on the coffee table and give us your chicken impression.
This is what I should be doing. Yeah. I mean, the wire is a, the only thing with the wire is everyone in a TV show that's wearing a wire becomes incredibly nervy, don't they? Like that's the thing. That's the giveaway, yeah. Isn't it? That they're wearing a wire is that they start sort of sweating profusely.
Well, I mean, yeah,
you know, anyway, twitching.
I mean, after so many, after so many drinks, yeah. Sweating, twitching, puking all over yourself.
Clarkie, were you wearing a wire at Pianovelli's show? Did you bootleg Pianovelli's gig?
Bootlegging it.
That's how this episode's going to end. We're going to put the whole of Pianovelli's Edinburgh show out.
House meeting.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
I always find whenever you're watching any of those films, or like they're the worst, like The Informant, being an informant, I can't even begin to imagine how horrible that would.
Yeah.
Like, I struggle to watch them.
Yeah, the worst bit is when, you know, the guys in the van go, okay, we got him. In you go. And the guys all come in and take away the crim. And the guy who's sitting there with the wire is just having to, like, look away. You know, the guy's like, why'd you do this to me, Tony? Why? I thought we were brothers, Tony. Why'd you do this to me, Tony? You know, why'd you... Oh, you ratted me out, Tony? You know, like... And it's always like... It's never like, I'm going to kill you. It's always like, you've broken my heart. And I think that's the...
that's worse.
That's worse,
it's like when
it?
Your parents are disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just disappointed in you.
But I will say this.
Come on, kill me.
I was going to say, it does normally come with them killing them as well. Yeah. We should say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it's like, you've broken my heart.
I'm so disappointed, and I'm also putting down the plastic sheeting, so.
Yeah. But that's, you know, like...
That's like Clarkie getting to an Uber, put down the plastic sheeting.
Oh, if only.
You're going to be so disappointed in me.
And you're going to want to kill me.
But not give me a bad rating, it turns out.
Still charming when I do it, man.
Is that what they're rating?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Personality.
Personality, your looks, how you smell, and the quality of your chat.
I mean, it can't be.
It can't.
Because also as well...
Why do you mean it can't be, Crosby?
There are, no, but like the quality of your... No, because I think there is...
It's not a fucking chance in hell.
I think there is an element to... Oh, maybe I'm being insane when I think this. I think there's an element to some Uber drivers do want a fun chat. Or if they get a fun chat, you're likely to get a better rating. I mean, Parry, you said it yourself. You said you're, you know, you said you're chatty and you think that's the secret to having a nice rating. But
ask them at least a few questions.
I mean, I've had some great chats with Uber drivers.
Exactly. You've got to ask them a few questions.
See, I'm actually quite quiet, unsurprisingly.
Here we go. You see, now maybe this is what they actually... This is where we find out what they really want. They want you to be sat in the back, just breathing through your nose, trying really hard, holding concentrating on not spewing.
Holding a jumper over your head. Yeah, do you think that's what it is? Like, do they... Like, because sometimes when I've got a very chatty driver and I'm knackered, I go, oh, God, I'm going to have to get through this now. Because I often end up taking Ubers, you know, to work either very early in the morning or from work very, very late at night. And
have you got a new job?
I didn't want to mention it, but yeah, I have got a... Funny, did Clarky not tell you? I've been telling about it for weeks. I'm decorating his flat. If I am knackered and I'm stone cold sober, then all I want to do is just sit in peace and quiet, maybe even have a little bit of a kip.
Yeah.
But if someone gets into the back of the Uber and falls asleep, what's an Uber driver rating you? What are they
giving
you?
I've got a good
idea. What are they giving you for that?
If that's the case, why don't you get in and say, listen, mate, stick on flat share. Stick on a flat share house meeting for me, will you? Right? Play your own podcast. Play your own podcast through it, and then he's getting all the conversation. He's listening to you chat away, but you can have a little rest in the back.
I can't play this episode because he's going to go, oh, you're mates with the bloke who puked in Terry's car. Oh, yeah. Like, no, you, firstly, 1-star rating. Secondly, you can get out and walk the rest of the way. These are the kind of people you're fraternizing.
He was charming with it.
Nothing. He is the charming puker. I've always said that about Clarky. The gentleman spewer.
It's my party trick. Make a lot of it.
Spewing into different parts of his own clothing. like a magic trick, really. Spewing down his sleeve. Uh-huh. Ta-da! Top pocket. Spewing into that. You know, many times, the only way you can tell he's actually puked is because of the gentle squelching as he gets out of the cab. And the sort of...
It's like the Great Escape.
Vague. Exactly. He like shakes it out of...
Shaking it down his trouser leg all the way into his sock. House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat. House meeting.
Oh, baby.
Well, 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 what an ep. All those things that we talked about, those topics that we covered, yeah. Interesting, funny, it's sometimes scary, I imagine. Yeah,
absolutely. Informative, heartbreaking. You know, we run always the gamut here at Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting. I've got this message. I'd forgotten we'd opened up this topic of conversation. But times you've nearly died whilst listening to this podcast.
What?
Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember it, Matthew. I don't remember anything.
Well, I can't remember where it started, but I remember the last the last bit of it was we got a message from somebody who'd nearly drowned in milk.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Well, here we go. We've got another message here from our dear friend Sarah, who got in touch via... what was it? Was it Beef Brothers Podcast? It was pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. So get in touch with any of your correspondents.
It's a fine way to get in touch, actually.
pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. Sarah writes, "Hi, everyone. Having just listened to your July 13th episode, Puppets, it reminded me of the time I almost died listening to Pappies. In 2016, I had borrowed my housemate's bike to cycle to my local Sainsbury's. I was laughing so hard at an episode that tears were running down my face and I couldn't catch my breath. It was great, until I laughed so hard I fell off the bike at full speed."
No,
Sarah. "The bike was fine, some shopping was dented, and I was black and blue. When I recommend Pappies to people now, I say it's so funny it made me fall off a bike. A ringing endorsement." The ringing was the bike bell. It was nothing to do with us.
And also the ringing in your ears after your acute concussion.
I don't know if you could call her that anymore, but sure. I also had someone move away from me on a Ryanair flight as I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard I was bleeding
Stem
out my eyes.
Stem the blood, quick, tell her a joke.
I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe, and again had tears running down my face because of the David O'Doherty Christmas episode. At least I hope that's why they moved. Thanks for all the podcast and amazing work, Sarah. Well, thank you, Sarah. That means a lot to us. And if you want to get in touch like you. Sarah, and tell us about times that you nearly died listening to the podcast, then pappysflatshare@gmail.com. And of course, if you've got a beef, we're going to record an episode. I think our next guest is going to be Izzy Sooty.
Oh,
we're just trying to work out when.
What a legend.
When we can arrange to sit down with her. But she's got a new book coming out soon.
Yeah, I'm
so
excited about that.
She's obviously on the promo trail, so I thought, send a message to Izzy, get her on board. Because she was supposed to do one of the live ones before the pandemic hit. I think she was supposed to do Mac. But so we've not had her on the podcast for absolutely ages. So it'll be good to have her back. And send your beefs to us and her at beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. But most importantly, stick around for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call and join the Patreon and have a really wonderful time.
Yes. This episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Caution team!
Cheers, everyone! Bye!
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the patron. Please be upstanding for the Neighborhood Watch Patreon roll call in some order. Something like
oh, let me tell you now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby, I was at the Five and Dime. Oh. Oh, I was at the Five and Dime. I was having a malted at the Five and Dime.
Hey,
and,
can I ask you, did you get your first real six-string?
I got my first real six-string, bought it at the Five and Dime.
Oh.
Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 1997. Let me tell you now, guys. The guy who works in that Five and Dime, he's a real kooky cat. He's a real cockamamie fella. Let me tell you, he's a real loony. And he goes by the name of Louis Rooney.
Well, let me tell you about being down at the Five and Dime.
Oh,
of course,
yeah.
Got a real six string cut. At the Five and Dime. Well, of course. I go over to the jukebox, and I give it a thwack.
You give it a what? What did you give it?
I give it a thwack.
A thwack. A classic thwack for the jukebox, baby.
I give it a thwack. E.
E.
A what begins to start playing? Oh, some classic elbow.
Elbow.
Oh,
of
rock
course.
And roll. That sweet dulcet tones of Guy Garvey. So I got up with my good man and we had a boogie. Who with? Dave Harvey.
Dave Harvey. Oh, let that 78 spin on that old jukebox, baby. Oh, you know what? I racked up my quarters to play a few hits on that jukebox after you'd listened to that wonderful elbow. You know what? I went over to the jukebox and I put in the letter R. For Richard, and then scrolled through all the various artists until I found Cliff. That's right, I was playing Richard Comma Cliff for my main friend, Matt Smith. Congratulations and celebrations. I want the world to know that you're a Patreon. Nah.
I was down at the Five and Dime. I was dancing with my gal.
Oh,
I was dancing with my gal. I was a flopping and a shaking.
Shaking and a flopping, flopping and a shaking, shaking and a flopping overnight.
Sorry about all the flopping. It doesn't always happen to me. Honestly, this is the first time. She was so annoyed. She hit me.
No.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Sarah Whitley.
Oh my goodness, you got floppy on the dance floor.
I'm getting those flaps.
You're getting the flap sweats. That's when you sweat because you're getting floppy on the dance floor tonight at the Five and Dime, my baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I was on the dance floor with my baby, and I wanted to flap out my flapper for her. But unfortunately, I was wearing suspender belts, and they're awfully fiddly, so I had to get someone else to undo my suspender belts, drop my trousers to the floor, and help me out of my trousers. And that person was Ian Ridley.
Well, what a journey. What a journey,
what
folks.
What a journey we went on, but we enjoyed it nevertheless.
I was down at the Five and Dime, dancing.
Down at the Five and Dime.
Dancing with my fella.
Oh, your fella.
Oh, dancing with my fella. Did I have the flops? I couldn't tell you. I couldn't see it over my belly.
Oh, no.
So I asked my fella if he'd have a look. Stephen Kelly?
Oh, Stephen Kelly. He's had a look at your belly and he's seen the flops. Oh, I was dancing one night at the Five and Dime.
At the Five and Dime.
I bought my first real six string there and I was strumming it like Billy O. I was serenading my girl, but I think I said the wrong thing. Because I took one look in her eyes and I knew I'd lost her. And her name was Alice Foster.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. That's beautiful,
that's beautiful
kiddo.
Man.
That's beautiful, kiddo.
You're a beautiful, beautiful man. Clark,
you're a beautiful
your
man. You're giving me the good flops. I'm flopping up instead of flopping down. Listen to you.
Flop me up, baby.
Holy hell. I was at the Five and Dime doing my dancing, doing one of my jazz splits, showing off all my flops. Holy hell, come over here and dance with me, Claire Hollowell.
Hollowell, holy hell, Hollowell is a holy hell.
Well, thank I was you down, for linking those two.
I was down at the Five and Dime, I was dancing with my baby. I was down at the Five and Dime, I was playing my six string maybe. I was down at the Five and Dime, I was holding me a malted. I was down at the Five and Dime and someone got assaulted. That's right, someone got hit over the head yesterday. I was there at the Five and Dime, I saw it my own eyes, let me see. Oh, I was down at the Five and Dime. I was down at the Five and Dime.
Oh, down.
I was down. I was down.
He was down.
I was flopping on down at the Five and Dime.
Holy high.
Oh, holy ho. Holy high and holy no, oh holy baby, mountain mama, take me home to the Five and Dime. Oh, come a, come a, come a, come a, come a chameleon, you come and go, you come and go.
He's doing the whole jukebox.
Load of easy to come as a lie, my
stick
dreams.
Stick around. We'll be here for the next 2 weeks.
Red, gold, and green. It's good to touch the green, green grass. Of home with Jeremy H. I thought I was quite happy with the way that ended, actually.
Oh, yeah, that was lovely.
Yeah, that was good, strong stuff. Well, that concludes the Patreon Neighborhood Watch Roll Call. Let me tell you, baby,
baby,
it's been
baby,
a good
mama, mama.
Time. Mama, mama.
Mama, baby.
Mama, baby. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.